So if you would just take a moment to just think about that, without Jesus, where would you be? If anyone feels led to offer up a prayer of just thanksgiving for that reality, feel free to do so. Psalm 40, verses 1 to 3. No, I'm going to read 1 to 2. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. May we praise him this morning for all that he has done for us.
Thank you.
taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, blessed is he who hides in him. Oh, fear the Lord. Oh, all you saints, he'll give you everything. He'll give you everything. Bless the Lord every day and night, never ending praise. May our incense rise. Let us bless the Lord every day and night, never ending praise. May our incense rise. What a blessing and a privilege it is that we are able to praise the Lord together, freely and openly. The third verse of Psalm 40 says, "He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him." So just as we praise the Lord in this place, just as we have tasted and seen his goodness, so we want others to also taste and see the wonders of Jesus. We are to praise him, exalt him in every area of our lives, not just here in this church building. So as we sing through this next song, Lord, I just ask that you would break strongholds in our lives, in our families, in this community, in all of our neighborhoods that are represented here. Lord, let your presence be carried through us into all of these dark places, penetrating through them, bringing life and bringing light.
Just wanna speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just wanna speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus, 'cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul held captive by depression. I speak Jesus. Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus.
up some prayers to the Lord, even silently is fine, for specific people that He has placed a burden on your heart for. Just bless them in the name of Jesus. Welcome the Lord into their lives. And pray against any darkness that may be there. Speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within His presence. I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus. Jesus, there is so much power in Your name. We have no power in and of ourselves to make any difference in this world. It can only come by Your presence. And Lord, just as we have reflected on the wonders that You have performed in our own lives, we desire to see that for other people, for the lost and broken of this world. And we know that that is Your desire too. So, Lord, we welcome Your presence to flow through us as Your hands and feet, as Your vessels, to just pour out into the world around us. So, Lord, even as we turn to Your word this morning, would You use it to change us, to transform us, to mold us more into Your likeness, that as we live, it would not be us, but it would be You living through us. So Jesus, we always ask that You would just come have Your way in our lives and in Your church. We pray this in Your beautiful name. Amen.
Amen. As we continue to honor the name of Jesus, we honor His word. And so I would invite you to remain standing in honoring His word if you are able. And turn in a Bible, if you have one, to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And as you would do that, the children from kindergarten to sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church this morning. So we bless the children as they go. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, looking at verses 1 through 6. The Apostle Paul continues by writing, "Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as Your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. This is God's word for us this morning.